Chapter 3. Rwanda has good roads, the best in Central Africa. But even the roads tell a story of Rwanda's affliction. The network of proper two-lane tarmac that spokes out from Kigali, stitching a tidy web among 9 of the country's 10 provincial capitals, excludes Kibuye. The road to Kibuye is an unpaved mess, a slalom course of steep hairpin switchbacks whose surface alternates between bone-rattling rocks and red dirt that turns to deep slurping clay in the rain, then bakes to stone-hard ruts and ridges in the sun. That the Kibuye Road is in this condition is no accident. In the old order, before, Tutsis were known in Rwanda as Inyenzi, which means cockroaches, and, as you know, Kibuye was teeming with them. In the 1980s, when the government hired road builders from China, the Kibuye Road was last on the list for a makeover, and when its turn finally came, the millions of dollars set aside for the job had vanished. So beautiful Kibuye, pinned east and west between mountains and lake, hemmed in north and south by swaths of primeval forest, remained, with a hotel full of idle Chinese road builders, a sort of equatorial Siberia. The 70-mile trip from Kigali to Kibuye town could normally be accomplished in 3 to 4 hours, but it took my convoy of four-wheel drives 12. A downpour began just after we started, around 3 in the afternoon, and by 6, when the slick, shin-deep mud of a mountain pass sucked the first of our vehicles into the ditch, we had made only half the journey. Night fell, and clouds of rippling mist closed in, amplifying the darkness. We didn't see the soldiers, a dozen men with Kalashnikovs in slouch hats, trench coats, and rubber Wellington boots, picking their way through the mud with long wooden staffs, until they tapped on our windows. So it was no comfort when they informed us that we should shut off our lights, gather in one vehicle, and keep quiet while we waited for rescue. This was in early September of 1996, more than 2 years after the genocide, and Hutu militiamen were still terrorizing Kibuye almost nightly. On one side of the road, the mountain formed a wall, and on the other side it plunged into an apparently vertical banana plantation. The rain dwindled to a beady mist, and I stood outside the designated vehicle.